Longtime BBP listeners might remember a story we told you about one of the nation's busiest airports. New York's JFK Airport has a problem with, not flight delays. Well, they have that too. But they have a serious problem with stray cat populations. It's kind of sad because so many of the cats transported by plane are lost and they end up living in and around the airport. Animal rights advocates from around the country have urged the Port Authority, which oversees the airport, to allow a trap, neuter, return program to be implemented. The name basically explains the process. Trap the animal, take it to a vet to be neutered, and then release it back to its colony. Now, not everybody thinks this is the way to go. Others have advocated for adoption or even euthanasia rather than free-roaming, sterile, feral kitties. Brian Cordes is an executive director of Manhattan-based Neighborhood Cats. He's also a consultant for the Humane Society, and he's written a lot of the educational material around TNR. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm doing great. So also in your adult life, you were an attorney at one point. So give me your best argument for trap, neuter, and release.
Well, we'd like to say that whether you love the cats or you hate the cats, it's the only way to effectively control their numbers. Basically, whether you want the cats there or not, you want them not to be reproducing. And eventually, most people don't think that cats, who are basically a domestic animal, should be living outdoors on their own. And the question becomes, well, how do you reduce their presence? And if you love the cats, by sterilizing them and taking care of them on a long-term basis, you provide them with the best possible life and you prevent kittens from being born and perpetuating the situation. If you hate the cats and you want them gone, sterilization is the only method that has proven over the long term to effectively reduce their numbers.
Now, you have been doing TNR in New York since 1999. I know there's a training process you go through. Can you explain to me what you are trained to do?
Yes, we have twice a month we offer a three-hour training workshop for people who want to work hands-on with the cats. And basically, you're taught the obvious, which is how to trap them. Also, how to access the various services that are available to people in New York City, such as free spay-neuter for feral cats and trap rentals and volunteer assistance. We also teach people the basic things they need to do this work safely, like how not to expose your hands to a possible bite or scratch, what to do if something does happen. So it's both a safety and an educational training.
So explain the trap part, and then you explain the surgery, that there are sympathetic veterinarians and organizations that will do the surgery for free. But once the cats are released, who will care for them? I mean, how will they survive? Don't you still have the problem of stray cats?
Well, yes. The cats are returned to their original territory, and that's where the caretaker comes in, and that's another part of the training, is how do you care for these animals on a long-term basis? So we teach people how to build cheap, inexpensive, but very warm winter shelters for the cat, how to feed them in a way that won't cause a nuisance or sanitation problem in the neighborhood, and how to work with the surrounding community so that they accept the cats. But definitely one of the foundations of TNR and one of its benefits is that you have people who are there on a long-term basis watching out for them to make sure that there are no new cats that enter the colony unsterilized, or if any kittens do get born, that they're quickly removed. And in this way, the attrition over time is maintained.
Now, I know that you actually were in a neighborhood that had a problem like this on the Upper West Side, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Can you describe what that problem was like?
Well, I first started with this work because there was a colony of about 30 feral cats right down the block from me. And there were no services available at that time. The shelters were all full. A lot of the cats were too wild to be adopted. There were thousands of similar situations all over the city, so animal control was overwhelmed. So the only way to approach this problem we found was the TNR. And then we discovered that this situation existed on just about every other block on the Upper West Side. So we spent about 2-3 years doing nothing but sterilizing feral cats in this neighborhood. And as a result today, there are almost no kittens born on the street in this area, and very few cats are left.
So it's interesting you said that the program is trap, neuter, and return, but there's also a caretake element from what you're describing. To me, it almost sounds like foster care before adoption. Are these people, the people who engage in this, are they trying to help these cats ultimately get adopted or just releasing them to live however they end up living?
We encourage people, when you intervene initially and trap all the cats, to remove any cats who are potential candidates for adoption. And that would be very young kittens, say 8 weeks or younger, or any house cats that got lost and wandered into the colony. Once the cats reach a certain age, which is at its outer limits, maybe 4 months old, it's extremely difficult to socialize them to the point where they can be held and picked up and adoptable. So if they end up in a shelter, they're inevitably euthanized. And, you know, we believe it's better to let them live out their lives on the street, being cared for. Again, also because if you just try to take them away and euthanize them, there are very few people who will volunteer to do that.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So it's not an effective way of controlling their numbers.
Ryan Cortes is a trap, neuter, and release advocate and the executive director of Neighborhood Cats. Thanks for explaining your program to us.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, that does it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project from NPR. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Thanks for listening. You can always catch up with us online at npr.org/Bryant Park. This is the BPP from NPR News.